The other thing that I think is interesting about this is North Korea in the American imagination and the way it's presented in the media is, you know, it's we're supposed to be scared by them because they have nukes, but like also it's like they're sort of it's like they're a funny country because they're weird and their leader is weird and they like they have this fanatical reverence for him and they're like crying looking at his
Which
picture
we would
and stuff.
Never do in America. Yeah. We don't have millions.
But we have this
like I'm sworn to protect Barron Trump.
But we have this idea about North Korea that they're like this fanatical, dangerous, completely insane country and they have nukes. But like. Like, isn't there this massive amount of context missing about why North Korea would, A, hate the United States so much, and B, feel the need to have nukes to protect themselves?
Like, they act like we killed a third of their population.
Yeah, exactly. It's
Derek,
got some kind of weird grudge against us.
Yeah, what's missing from this picture here?
So, I mean, yeah, obviously the first thing that's missing is the Korean War.
Yeah.
That's missing.
Well, you mean MASH? I love that show. Yeah.
But Kim Jong-un... You know, he didn't, like, hide in a cave when Saddam Hussein got hanged and when Muammar Gaddafi got killed by a mob of people in Libya because the United States, you know, made those things happen. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying that Saddam Hussein or Muammar Gaddafi are good guys.
I'm
that
saying
be that.
You will say that, or we're hanging up right now, Derek. Never coming back.
Here are two countries that... You know, got on the United States' bad side. Their leaders were autocrats just like me, and they didn't develop nuclear weapons, and look what happened. And so, you know, the calculus is pretty simple. I mean, you know, I want something to deter the United States from coming after me, and that's the best thing there is. That's the best weapon there is.
It does seem to be like the United States is the only country that's ever used nuclear weapons in a war. We have more of them than anyone. And now it does seem to be this thing where, like, if you really want to be sovereign as a nation, really, then you have to have nukes.
And the one country that has made a deal, the two countries that have made deals to either not develop nukes or not get rid of them, didn't work out too good.
Right.
One of them got invaded by the closest regional power. And the other one, not just because of a change in political parties, not because of a change in administration, the same party that did the deal with them passed sanctions on them to prove a bizarre moral point against the president who they unexpectedly lost to. Like, Iran made a deal with us, and their reward was that the Democrats were like, all right, Mr. Trump, would you sign these sanctions against Russia and Iran? And he was like, okay. That was it.
Well, that's the other thing that he's obviously, you know, Kim is obviously going to be watching what happens to Iran. And, you know, the fact that we're, you know, on the brink of tearing that deal up, you know, tells him and everybody else that there's no point negotiating these kind of deals with the United States because, you know, any deal that the U.S. negotiates is only good until the next time we elect some oatmeal brain reality TV clown. Yeah.
The only thing we understand is force.
Yeah, exactly.